Are you wrestling with questions that really matter but just keep coming up empty or perplexed? Well, you've come to the right place. Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff, host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, is committed to equipping you with answers that have stood the test of time. Our aim is to help you mine the Bible for all its wealth, so you can share those riches with a skeptical world still hungry for spiritual truth. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. You can also contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Well, I'm glad this is not a television program. After I did the broadcast on Friday, my eyes began to swell almost shut. And this morning, I woke up with great big bags under my eyes, significant swelling as a result of Mohs surgery. It's a surgery that is used to remove a kind of cancer called squamish, which is not a serious cancer, but it needs to be dealt with because it can spread quite rapidly. So you have to have it surgically removed. And as a result of that, I had some incredible swelling. At any rate, this isn't television, so you can't see my face right now, but I assure you, if you saw my face, it would probably scare you. Also, this is the first day of the Orthodox or the ancient church fast. It's called Clean Monday, and so we begin a very stringent fast today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And then, of course, this is the beginning of the Lenten fast. It is a time in which we take spiritual inventory as we fast, as we give alms, as we demonstrate the reality that feasting on God is so much more nutritious than feasting on food. It's also today the beginning of a new radio offer that I really want you to get. It's a video this time. It's called Fragments of Truth, and it is available when you go to the web at equip.org. This is one of those resources that is an absolute must, because in Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans travels the globe to track down the most ancient New Testament manuscripts. And along the way, he highlights groundbreaking new evidence demonstrating that God has spoken, that the Bible is divine rather than, well, merely human in origin, that far from being doctored, far from pushing a theological agenda, far from misquoting Jesus, the Bible is absolutely trustworthy. Many apologists argue that the massive defection from the faith of today's younger generation is due largely to the withering attacks on the Bible by pundits and by professors and even past presidents. But I think that assessment misses the mark. The primary cause is that too few Christians are equipped to debunk the claims of the critics, to halt them in their tracks. In other words, the skeptics win not by the superiority of their offense, but because our defense has been demonstrably weak, anemic. That's why, again, this month's radio offer is so crucial. Truly, as in football, the best offense is a good defense. Let me give you a small sample of the offense of the Bible deniers. They talk about insurmountable problems. They opine that not only do we not have the original biblical manuscripts, but the copies we do have are centuries removed from the events they chronicle, and that they are clearly contaminated. Indeed, they say there are more mistakes in the copies than there are words in the New Testament. In the end, all we have are copies of copies of copies with fresh errors introduced during each stage of the copying process. And worse yet, the biblical manuscripts are chock full of cleverly invented stories, tales that have, well, no real basis in reality. Take, for example, the central event upon which all of Christianity either rises or falls, the very event that we are preparing for during the Great Lent. If ever there was a time to get the story straight, this would have been it. Instead, Matthew says that the discoverers of the empty tomb were Mary Magdalene and another Mary. Mark says they were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome. Luke proffers Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and others. And John, well, he says Mary Magdalene. The straw breaking the proverbial camel's back is the fact that manuscripts ultimately making their way into the biblical text were clearly codified by corrupt collaborators, historical winners bent on propagating their own particular prejudices. And thus, anti-Semitic manuscripts such as the Gospel of John made it in the Bible, while credible manuscripts such as the Gospel of Judas simply lost out. In short, the Bible was forged, making it a very dishonest book. To put it bluntly, the Bible was conspired by men rather than being inspired by God. Now, this contention, the contention that the Bible is human as opposed to divine in origin, the product of contaminated copies, cleverly invented stories, corrupt collaborators, is nothing new. It has been the stock and trade of bastions of higher learning for centuries. Not so today. What was once the province of private academia is now being popularized in the public arena. While hundreds of examples are available, one stands out above the rest. It involves the spiritual terrorism, that's what I call it, the spiritual terrorism of Bart Ehrman. He's a professor who appears particularly proud of causing the faith of many of his students to waver. Some students, he says, resist for a long time, secure in their knowledge that God would not allow any falsehoods into a sacred book. But before long, as students see more and more of the evidence, he says, many of them find that their faith in the inerrancy and absolute historical trustworthiness of the Bible begins to waver. As this professor gone wild is managing to shake the faith of multitudes in the classroom, he is likewise succeeding in shaking the faith of multitudes in the culture. Through popular level books, through TV appearances, he has systematically forwarded the notion that the Bible is not only hopelessly contradictory, but a dangerous book in which to believe. With a very straight face, he tells his burgeoning audience that there are more differences among our manuscripts than there are words in the New Testament, that copyists were motivated by anti-Semitism, that the autographs themselves are, well, forged. In his view, many of our cherished biblical stories and widely held beliefs concerning the divinity of Jesus Christ, the Trinity, and the divine origins of the Bible itself stem from both intentional and accidental alterations by scribes. He says that the widely held belief concerning essential Christian doctrine, such as the deity of Jesus Christ, was intentionally manufactured by corrupt scribes and their handlers. The offense is relentless. But where's the defense? Well, as it turns out, the defense is nothing short of world class. With respect to changing essentials of the faith, world-class scholar Bruce Metzger challenges the notion that essential doctrine has been affected by textual variants in the New Testament manuscripts. When challenged with the reality that his book directly contradicts his mentor, Ehrman was forced to admit that he was woefully mistaken, that his mentor was indeed correct, that no cardinal doctor has been affected by any New Testament textual variant. And this is precisely the kind of information that is proffered in Fragments of Truth. It's an incredible video that will bolster your faith and give you a defense for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. You can check it out on the web at equip.org, but get your copy. Get copies for family members and friends. It is a must this Lenten season. We'll be right back.
Can we really trust the Bible? Skeptics say no, arguing that the gospel manuscripts have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the new film, Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans tracks down the most ancient New Testament manuscripts and highlights groundbreaking new evidence, demonstrating that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. We'll be back in a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles that equip you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the current special double issue of the Christian Research Journal. Because questions remain about the earliest moments of the universe, scientists offer speculative alternatives to our universe having an actual beginning. Nevertheless, the science that is known to be true provides abundant evidence that the universe came into being a finite time ago, just as the Bible teaches. Other topics include how Dante's Inferno can help explain hell to modern seekers, Christian apologetics in a nutshell, John Chrysostom, the Golden Mouth Preacher, Christian imagination and the problem of horrendous evil, and much, much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Can we trust the Bible? The Christian faith is firmly rooted in the teachings of the New Testament, but can we really trust the Bible? Skeptics will tell you that the authenticity of the Bible cannot be trusted, arguing that the gospel manuscripts have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the New Faith Life original film, Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans takes this claim head-on, traveling around the world to investigate the most ancient New Testament manuscripts available. Along the way, Dr. Evans highlights groundbreaking new evidence, demonstrating that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is not just strong, it is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much. Randy, before the break, I was mentioning that tens of thousands of people have abandoned the Christian faith because of what false prophets like Bart Ehrman have written and continue to perpetuate in terms of misrepresenting the reliability of Scripture. And that's why the best defense in the battle for the Bible is Fragments of Truth. It's a video, it's brand new, and presents some of the most compelling evidence for why you can trust the Bible as being the infallible repository of redemptive revelation. And by the way, if you don't already have a copy of my book, Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, get a copy and discover that, like a rock of Gibraltar that is embedded in a sea of manuscript copies, the Bible is yet and forever will be an immovable bulwark fueling your faith and shattering the waves of skepticism and doubt. So the next time you pick up your Bible, you will know, you will be able to communicate with complete confidence that what you're reading is indeed precisely what the original author inscribed as sacred scripture. Again, the next time you read or hear the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ as recorded in your Bible, remember the incredible body of evidence inscribed in this video, Fragments of Truth. Again, it's our radio offer for the entire month of March. And this is so important because, as Daniel Webster so presently said, if we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we or our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no one can tell how sudden a catastrophe will overwhelm us and bury the glory of this nation in profound obscurity. Again, both those resources are available. Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs for the Bible's Divine Inspiration, as well as Fragments of Truth, the video. Check them out on the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To the phone lines, Rachel, listening in Huntsville, Texas, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Rachel. I don't know, is Rachel there? I guess Rachel's not there. Let me talk about this issue that I brought up in the first part of the broadcast today, which is the matter of gospel accounts contradicting one another. This is one of the alleged contradictions that is most frequently cited as a discrepancy, which involves the female discoverers of the empty tomb. As I mentioned in the first segment of the broadcast, the skeptics say, well, according to Matthew, the discoverers were Mary Magdalene and another Mary. According to Mark, they were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. Luke says Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and others. And John, well, John focuses solely on Mary Magdalene. So here are four facts that dispel this contradiction myth, the myth surrounding the four Gospels concerning Jesus Christ. The first fact is this: the Gospel accounts are complementary rather than contradictory, and this is by design. And I say that because if John had stipulated that Mary Magdalene was the only female to discover the empty tomb, and the other Gospels claimed that more than one woman was involved, we'd be faced with a very obvious contradiction. Instead, the complementary details provided by the gospel writers simply serve to flesh out the rest of the story. Here's a second fact. It is that scholars look for a reliable core set of facts in order to validate historical accounts that you find in the biblical text. In this case, liberal and conservative scholars alike agree that the body of Jesus was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, and is a member of the Jewish court, the court that convicted Jesus Christ. Joseph is quite obviously an unlikely Christian fiction. In addition to that, when you consider the role of women in first century Jewish society, it is remarkable that the empty tomb accounts would feature females as heroes of the story in the first place. And that demonstrates that the gospel writers factually recorded what happened, even if it was culturally embarrassing. Here's a third fact that dispels this contradiction myth surrounding the four gospels concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is that if each of the gospel writers presented exactly the same secondary details in exactly the same way, well, the critics would dismiss their accounts as the basis or on the basis of saying that they were colluding one with another. Instead, what you have is the Gospels providing unique and yet mutually consistent perspectives on the events that surround the empty tomb's accounts. And here's a fourth reason that I don't often give, but I think it's a fourth fact that's worth considering, which is that as documented in the video that we have available for those who support the ministry, check it out on the web at equip.org, as well as in my book, Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, the disciples, moved by the Holy Spirit, codified the essential wisdom of Jesus, not the exact words of Jesus. Let me put that another way. They captured the essential voice of Jesus, not the exact verbiage of Jesus. Here's how Dr. Craig Evans puts it in Fragments of Truth. He said, "When I think of the four Gospels, when I think of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which share many stories in common, they don't always tell the stories in exactly the same words. And when I think of that, I'm reminded of what Jesus told his disciples in Matthew chapter 13. He had given them seven parables about the kingdom of heaven. He'd asked them if they understood. They assured him that they did. And he said, good, because the scribes who have been trained for the kingdom of heaven ought to be like scholars or householders who can open up the treasure box, the thesaurus, and reach inside and pull out old stuff and new stuff." In other words, Jesus is telling his disciples, if you really understood what I'm saying, you're better than just a parrot that repeats word for word what I taught. Instead, you understand what I taught, and you can adapt it, because you're going to have to. You're going to be preaching in context where it's a very different culture. You're going to be preaching in a very different language, and you have to be able to show me that you understand my words and can apply them in a variety of different settings. And invariably, that will create some variations. So in a sense, the manuscripts that we have hark back to Jesus himself, the way he taught his disciples, the way he instructed them, and the commission that he gave them in teaching the world his teachings. So in sum, we can safely conclude that far from being contradictory, the gospel accounts are clearly complementary, that a credible consensus of scholars considers the core set of facts presented by the gospel writers to be authentic and reliable, that the unique perspectives provided by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John preclude the possibility of collusion, and that the disciples capture the essential voice of Jesus, if not, of necessity, his exact verbiage. Again, I've written about that in various places, including my book, Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration. And you get the quote of Dr. Craig Evans on the video that I'm talking about. You need to get this resource. It is absolutely incredible. Check it out on the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. You're touching the lives of people, not only for time, but also for eternity. So long for now.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you've been blessed by the broadcast and want more information to help you grow in the grace and knowledge of God, go to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. To contact a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. Again, that's 888-7000-274. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles that equip you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the current special double issue of the Christian Research Journal. Dante's Inferno can help explain hell to modern seekers. Counter to our intuitions, Dante depicts sinners as eager to enter the inferno, for hell promises to give them exactly what they want, their sin and themselves forever. Other topics include, did the universe really have a beginning? Christian apologetics in a nutshell. Christianity and the origins of hospitals and modern medicine. The indomitable human spirit of Philip K. Dick. Why arguments over fetal pain capability ultimately miss the mark in the abortion debate, and much, much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.